Thank you for helping me reach 151,000 subscribers on YouTube. Would you like to see one thing I do with the YouTube description that helps me to get a lot more traffic on my videos? Here are my analytics, and I'll show you the strategy very quickly. I'm grateful 7 million views on my videos in the last year, thousands of shares and likes, nearly 100,000 new subscribers. There's one strategy I consistently do on my videos that helps me get a lot more traffic, especially if I go to traffic sources here and show you. YouTube search and browse features are two of my top traffic sources. You see that these come from people just typing something in to Google or YouTube. Actually, Google search technically comes from external. The search traffic comes from people typing into YouTube looking for something, and then after they've watched one of my videos, it's often easy to show up in browse features and suggested videos. YouTube search is the foundation, as my friend Joe puts it, the blue-collar work of getting traffic on YouTube. You can also use this exact same strategy to duplicate your efforts and get more traffic on your website. I'll show you exactly how to do that. One thing my top five videos have in common. So if you go look at my channel and you look at the popular uploads in order of the most views, my popular videos have one key thing in common: a really good in-depth description. I know this is a pain. You might think, oh God, Jerry, thousands of characters, anywhere from 500 to 1,000 words, I guess, if you use really short words. You might think, oh man, all right, I went and filmed a video, Jerry. Now you're telling me I need to write all this in the description? My top videos, this one has 535,000 views. This Google AdWords tutorial has 550,000 views. Look at all of the description. Let's go. This League of Legends video, my one truly viral video that I did not put a massive effort into doing my own advertising and marketing to get viral. This video truly just went viral on its own. What do you notice? Even though there's not a lot about League of Legends actually in this video, I do have more about me in the description, allowing for YouTube to put in all these extra terms. Now, two of my very top videos, the Start Hacking Today, is just about to break 1 million views. I actually used a submission from a viewer to put the time points in, and then I have my original listing of the time points down here. I got ultra lazy on this one and stuck to just time points on this video. You'll notice, though, it's essentially stuffed with all kinds of keywords and things that I'd like to show up on. On this one, you see I wrote a quite in-depth description to begin, and then I've got time points on it as well. This is my top video with nearly 3 million views. All these videos have in-depth descriptions in common. Putting an in-depth description is one of those things that most people don't take the time to do. I've noticed several people have commented and said, man, you really work on your descriptions. I do. I work on the descriptions because that's how I get a lot of traffic on YouTube search. YouTube search is essentially the only chance your videos have to get found most of the time. Why? Because especially before you've got maybe a few thousand subscribers and you have some people who've watched your videos already, YouTube search is pretty much the only place you can show up, because browse features tend to be dominated by channels with existing users and traffic, and suggested videos tend to be dominated by the same. YouTube search presents the opportunity to create essentially a video that's exactly what people are looking for, and then to get found on that. You don't need a whole bunch of existing traffic. Now, it helps if you're on a competitive term, but you can start a channel from nothing. If you do a good job on the descriptions, you will consistently get found in YouTube search, and then getting found in YouTube search will allow you to get suggested video traffic and browse features, Google organic search, and it just snowballs over and over again. You might think, oh, Jerry, okay, that's great. It's worth your time. You've got 1,400 videos and all these subscribers. It's worth your time to write all this out, but is it worth my time to write it out? Another thing that makes it worthwhile, even if your videos aren't getting a whole bunch of people watching them, I'm grateful Well, this video has 739 views. I put this out a few days ago. And what I do, I write out the descriptions on every video. I give every video essentially a chance to be a top video. It's often very difficult to make a top video if you don't write the description out. Why? Because the description is what YouTube helps use to differentiate your videos from other videos. Sure, there can be viral videos you've seen that have such viral video content in them that the person wrote almost nothing in a description and the video went viral. That certainly can happen. If you want to have a realistic chance, though, of getting your videos the very most views, writing the description out is essential. I have a two-part system I do, which is really helpful. I have a default that I put on all my new videos now. And this allows people who are the most enthusiastic watching the video to go down and see essentially everything they might want to find. I ask to subscribe. I have links to my songs, courses, comedy. And I have affiliate links to the things I use and enjoy in here, as long as links to my Patreon, etc. So one thing I do, I've got a copy and paste description from the subscribe down here to the bottom. This goes in every video. That allows YouTube to help group all my videos together. Then that helps when someone watches one of my videos. YouTube knows it can use all of this data and all of that's matched on my other videos. That helps all of my videos to get placed and recommended together. What I do in the beginning is I essentially try and write out a story of the video. On this one, I wrote out a story. This is a coaching case study with Gilles Brito. I wrote this out to share the story. And then what I do is I put these, I didn't do it with this particular one, but with a lot of the videos, I put them in a blog post because when they're in a, then I've got, I'll show you one I did a blog post with. So this one, if it's 500 plus words, I'll generally put it in a blog post, and maybe I'll put this one in a blog post too. On another video I did, I've got this tip to earn $10 per sign up with Skillshare. What I did, I wrote such a description. Look, I'll go show you the video. I wrote such a long description on this that I had to trim my copy and paste description. When I wrote this huge long description, I thought, why not make this a blog post also? I wrote this huge long thing. That way, this video, you might think, well, it's only got 497 views. Did you just waste your time in the description? This video has a $10 sign up that I've explained the whole time. Essentially, it doesn't need a whole bunch of people. Just a few people watching it and going to sign up could be excellent in terms of return. But on top of that, now I've got a blog post out of it. So when I write a description like this, I then just copy it over onto my website, and then I've got a blog post with the video. And that allows me then to increase my traffic directly to my website with the same energy that I'm increasing the traffic to my YouTube videos. And if someone actually is just reading my blog without having searched, if they go through and click on this post, then I'm getting them involved in my YouTube channel that way. What I try and do is waste none of my effort. Another way I build this up even more is I then on Facebook, I've got the chance to make a post with each video. So what I do on Facebook is I tend to then put all of this in the description. So you'll see if I go to my Facebook page, when I put this video on Facebook, a lot of people may not even watch the video on Facebook, but what they may do is read the description directly. I've got a couple thousand people reached here on the Facebook video and only a few hundred views. On Facebook, many people won't even actually watch a video, but I may be able to get them to read the post. When I put all of this together, this makes my time that I put into these descriptions well worth it. Even if the video itself on YouTube doesn't get that many views, that's fine. I've got a blog post, and then I've got a Facebook post with the same thing. And what I've seen is it tends to be a cumulative effort. When you do one activity, writing out a description, taking the time to actually write a good description out on a video, that one activity is very valuable and it allows for just sharing it in several different formats. Then the cumulative results of all that work tend to add up over time. Sure, on one individual video done on a blog post and a Facebook, it might not add up to that much. Do it again and again and again, and it definitely adds up really well. Instead of thinking just getting the absolute most people to watch, think make a really high impact on the person who does watch. That's what I try and set up my videos to do in my descriptions, is to make a high impact on someone who actually is watching. You that have got here to the end of this video, to make a high impact on you that I am creating and sharing and innovating for your benefit in as many ways as I can, completely for free every day. And you know this works because it's working for me. Thank you very much for learning how to maximize YouTube traffic, turn that traffic into a blog post, and even copy that over for use on Facebook, and then put all of those together to maximize the individual viewer experience. Thank you for watching my fifth tip video today. If this is useful for you, would you please leave a like on the video to help other people?